Can I get a witness in here? So I
wouldn't let go. You know, that one of the things that they said there, Lisa, was that depression weighed me down almost to the point where they almost let go, but God's mercy kept them.
That's right.
And I imagine that is something that you really can relate to, God's mercy keeping you when you probably at times thought there was just no way you could be kept any longer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you feel like your mind is kind of going apart, it's a really frightening thing. But he did keep me, and mentally, I felt like I was right on the edge. You know, on the outside, I looked all right, but internally, it was a whole nother story.
I tell you what. And one of the ladies that you refer to in your book, Strong on the Outside, Dying on the Inside, who can help us kind of get another picture of what that's like, is Hannah.
That's right. That's right. You know, many of us, we know Hannah as the mother of Samuel, and we don't really spend a lot of time talking about her story and her life. She was, you know, really the conduit for birthing Samuel, but we don't think about her and the fact that leading up to her, you know, prior to her having Samuel, she could not conceive. You know, her husband, Elkanah, had two wives, her and Penina. And Penina was having baby after baby, pushing those babies out. And Hannah could not have a child. And as a result, she demonstrated, and it says it right in the Bible, signs of depression. Now, we didn't call it depression then. It wasn't known to be that. But she couldn't eat. She cried constantly. She lost interest in the things around her as a direct result of her infertility. And when I was going through a difficult time and trying to find some solace in the Word, I came across her story and for the first time was able to relate to it in a very different way. And, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 1, mainly verses 1 through 20, talk about her story. And if you read it again from the perspective of understanding what depression looks like, she's a perfect biblical example. They say everything that happens in life has happened in the Bible,
yes.
And depression is there too. And so is her story of overcoming and getting better. So that's important to know. It's not just, you know, that her struggle, but also her triumph is also there.
And it was so beautiful that when she did triumph, she rejoiced.
Absolutely did. And I did too. I did. When I finally got to a place of being free, I said, I'm never going back. I'm not going back to that dark place. And so I fight vigilantly against any kind of thing that resembles even remotely depression. When I feel it creeping back up, and it does. It's kind of like, you know, someone who lives with an addiction to alcoholism. You know, it may come back, but you got to fight against it. And I did with the help of my family and friends and professional counseling and a strong church family. I got better.
And you mentioned a phrase that really caught my attention because it really leads to a question I wanted to ask you. You used the phrase creeping up. And I wanted to ask you if when it comes to depression, is there something that's going on that over a period of time builds and becomes depression, or did it just kind of hit you all at once? You were okay one day for 5 years, 30 years, you were okay, 20 years, you were okay, and then one day all of a sudden, bam, here it is, depression.
Yeah, no, I didn't experience it that way, and I don't know anyone who has. Most of the folks that I speak with, and even the professionals that I spoke with as part of my research for the book, spoke to the fact that depression usually comes from some sort of experience, life experience, unresolved, not dealt with, and it creeps up over time. So it may begin with, you know, a lack of energy, and then it moves into feelings of, you know, sadness, and the sadness continues day after day, month after month, and many times year after year, and then it grows, it mushrooms until it becomes overwhelming and all-encompassing, and interferes with one's ability to live a whole and fulfilling life.
And in your case, an unresolved situation, and we do hear that over and over, there is something that is unresolved. Can it go, and I say in your case, let me speak generally again, can it go back as far as early childhood, this whatever it is that's unresolved?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There are those of us who, now this wasn't my situation, but there are individuals who have suffered from emotional trauma, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and never got the help that they needed at the time. And so those feelings didn't go away. They were just internalized. And sometimes they manifest themselves in adulthood. There are others who suffer the loss of a loved one, either in childhood or as adults, and not being able to process their pain leads to depression. There are others who may have lost a child, either at birth or prior to birth, a miscarriage or loss of a child. There are others who have children, and this was my case, where I suffered from postpartum depression. So I had my child was healthy, but postpartum depression is a common occurrence in women who have children. And I was at the high point in my career. I was ripping and running between Washington and New York with my fabulous career, but because I didn't take the time that I needed to rest and be healthy, I found myself suffering from postpartum depression, and that grew into general depression. That kind of took over, and it was frightening. It was frightening, especially because no one knew. No one had a clue. On the outside, I continued to look like I had it all together, and that really is the genesis of the title, that I looked like I had it all together, just like the woman on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And, many people ask me, well, who is that? Who is that woman? She's a black woman everywhere. She's a black woman everywhere who looks like she's got it going on, who inside feels horribly empty, and who feels a sense of hopelessness and despair that she often can't put into words.
And for those of you who have not yet seen the book, Strong on the Outside, Dying on the Inside, the picture that Lisa is describing is that of a woman who is dressed in a two-piece pantsuit, business executive suit, white top underneath the jacket, white pearl necklace, the earrings. She has her hair beautifully combed, and she's standing with her hands, and she's slightly leaning over as her hands are resting. I'm assuming this is a table or a desk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she looks like a great businesswoman the way she's dressed, but when you look into her eyes, Lisa.
Yes, it's the eyes that caught me. Empty.
Yes.
Blank. Nothing there. And that's what happens when you suffer from depression. You lose your sense of being present. You're physically present oftentimes, but emotionally absent. And that makes for a very challenging experience when people continue to call on you and expect you to do and be, and you physically are there, but mentally you're somewhere totally, totally different.
Who tends to be some of the people who are first to kind of get an idea that maybe something's not quite right? Does it tend to be usually close friends, close coworkers, family?
Well, it's usually close friends and family. Those people who live with us know us best.
Yes.
And can see when things aren't going so right. Although there are others of us who we can fake the funk pretty good and hide it from people, especially when we are expected to be strong for everyone else. We're expected to be strong, oftentimes as black women, that we don't take stuff from anybody and we make things happen and people come to us when they need help. We certainly don't go to others. And so the pressure to be strong and have it together and be there for everyone else can silence the voice within that says, I really need help. But because that's not the role we've been assigned or the role that we've taken on for ourselves, we suffer from conflict. And the strong character, the strong black woman persona, most oftentimes dominates us, particularly as black women. I can speak from the perspective of a black woman because that's what I am. That's who I am. And we suffer from that persona. And I say suffer because it holds many of us captive.
Mm-hmm.
because we feel we have to maintain this posture of being strong for everyone else, we don't take the time for ourselves to get the help that we need and to be real with ourselves when we're suffering and feeling a mess inside.
And so part of the dilemma is feeling like I have to really, really be strong for everyone else.
Oh, absolutely.
While only appearing to myself to be strong for me, because on the inside, we know.
That's right.
And so we got to keep up appearances when it comes to, you know, how we're handling ourselves. When it comes to how we're handling others, we really are trying to be strong, not just appear to be, but be strong, because they need us. They need this guidance.
They need
my support. They need this from me. They need that from me. I've got to provide what they need. And so we're actually trying to be strong and all the time draining ourselves even more and more.
That's right. Absolutely right. I did the same thing. I was experiencing kind of like the highlight of my career when I was suffering from depression at my worst state. I was a vice president at, you know, 35 for the organization that I worked with, and had my corner office and my rubber tree plant and my staff and all of the trappings of success, a beautiful home, and was married and had two children, and just, you know, on the outside looked absolutely fabulous. But every day for 5 years, I would get in my car at the end of the day and cry myself all the way from my office to my house. And about 10 minutes before I would get home, I'd start wiping my face, getting my face together. And then I walked in the house like everything was okay.
Wow. For the benefit of the people who may not be able to stay with us for this next half hour, could you tell them where to find your book?
Sure. The book is available just about anywhere. You can certainly order it from our website, which is strongontheoutside.com. But you can also order it from Amazon and Borders Books.com, Barnes & Noble, any of the major retailers. Many of the Christian bookstores are carrying the book as well. So it's available fairly readily.
And for those of you who can stay with us, please do so. Lisa and I will be right back.
I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy.